Hello, bonjour, and welcome. Welcome, finally, you are here. Live You Fully, the essential support structure for the modern evolving woman. We're going to begin with the philosophy, and I first and foremost want to let you know, bravo and bienvenue, really, truly welcome. Because I know it takes quite a bit for us to move forward and make a decision to transcend and to awaken in our lives. So, truly, I recognize you, I acknowledge you, and I'm so excited for what's in store for you. Le philosophie, I wanted to start by sharing with you some of the core and fundamental, really, elements inside of Live You Fully so that as you go through the program, as your material surfaces, you have something to come back to that will remind you that not only is everything okay, but everything is perfect. So let's start with this. This is your life. And I know that sounds, yes, obvious. Of course, this is your life. But I really invite you to let that sink in. Because all too often, we go through our lives very quickly and on a speed, kind of an automated speed, and we forget to slow down and recognize, oh my goodness, this is my life. In fact, I had a very powerful experience when I was about, I would say, 20, maybe 20, 20 or 21 years old. And I was looking in the mirror and I had this deep, which I now know to be my Indi, this deep voice inside of me that really said, I was looking in the mirror, look at you, like this is your life. You have nobody else to point the finger at. At the end of the day, this is really you, and this is really your life and your choices. So I want to inspire you right at the beginning to let you know that, yeah, we can feel scared and kind of a level of responsibility inside of that. And also, it's incredibly exciting because this is your life. You get to create it any way that you want to. And you must fully awaken to what it is you want and what your soul wants for you, and then engage fully inside of that opportunity and allow yourself to experience it. So, over the course of the almost 2 months that we have together to go through this, you are going to be awakening, engaging, and experiencing your life on a whole new level. So, remember, this is your life, and you do get to create it any way you want. Like I was saying, over the course of the next couple of months, you're going to grow. You are certainly going to grow. You're going to open. You're going to recognize more of who you are and more of what you desire out of your life. So, if you're in a space right now where you're feeling kind of confused, maybe you don't know exactly what you want. You know, you've heard other women that have stepped into Elegant Femme and the Femme type share that. You might feel confused and lost about what you want. It might not have a full clarity for you right now. Or you may know exactly what it is you desire. And the biggest question inside of you right now might be how. All of that is perfectly normal, and what it is we're going to be sharing together will assist you in moving into that. You are going to be supported, guided, and encouraged to take the necessary steps to realize that beautiful life. And I'd like you to keep some things in mind as you continue. Like I said, this philosophy section is really set aside for you to delve into whenever you might be feeling the need for some inspiration. If you might be feeling stuck, just return to this place. It's really here to energetically guide you into the next phase. So, some things for you to remember inside of the philosophy. This is our philosophy in Elegant Femme and personally in my own life, and I like to review these for myself as well. Number one, nothing is ever wasted. Nothing is ever wasted. If you can allow yourself to receive that fundamental, which I believe to be a truth, part of our philosophy here inside of Elegant Femme, whether it's time that you've spent on something, in a relationship, an experience you've had, even money that you've spent on something. If you can hold every experience as an opportunity for growth and for learning, you will realize that nothing is ever wasted. And inside of this philosophy, it will allow you to open up your sense of receiving, which is what we're going to be focusing on inside of these modules as well. Number two, now learning versus lifelong learning. My husband Dave actually assisted in the clarification of this philosophy, and I absolutely adore it because it's something that we live by. There are going to be things inside of this program that immediately resonate with you and you can immediately put into action inside of your life, and that's phenomenal, and I invite you to do that. There will be other elements inside of this that will be more of a lifelong learning path for you. If you choose to go back and review the program at any time, they might speak to you then. It might be later on down the line that you remember something that you heard inside of the program that then applies to you. So realize that there is lifelong learning and there is now learning. Both of these are appropriate to utilize inside of this program and be open to it. Be open to whatever it is that will serve you at this particular point in time. Receive everything. Number three, receive everything. Find the gift. Find the gift in everything. This goes back to even further underscoring the nothing is ever wasted philosophy. Whatever it is in your life, if you can come to that opportunity with the what is here for me to receive? What can I receive out of this opportunity? So many women are going around life either physically crossing their arms or even energetically crossing their arms, really blocking their sense of receiving to what life is bringing forward for them. If you can come into this space and inside of every opportunity that you have, whether it's a conversation with your kids, conversation with your clients, a conversation in the workplace, or something that happens outside. It's not obviously just conversations, it's behaviors, it's everything. And if you can look for the gift. I was reading a novel this morning about Paris. It's actually nonfiction, nonfiction novel, and talking about this opportunity to see things through a specific lens in life. And he was talking about how powerful it is when you actually pay conscious attention to what it is you're seeking and what it is you're looking for. And if you start looking at your life through the eyes of receiving, through the eyes of a gift, I guarantee you things will immediately shift for you. Number four, be easy on yourself and authentic with your growth opportunities. So these are two things. Be easy on yourself. This is not an all or nothing. We're going to talk about that in a little bit as well. If you find yourself going through a rough spot, if you find yourself feeling challenged to stay inside of the modules, if you find yourself getting off track, it's okay. This is not about comparison. Again, remember, this is your life. This is your journey. So be easy on yourself as you allow yourself to grow. That being said, I also invite you to be authentic with your growth opportunities, because you do know inside whether you're utilizing an excuse as a cop-out or if you're really requiring some further time to integrate the material. So I invite you just to be honest and authentic with yourself at all times. It's not about showing up to the rest of the world as authentic and vulnerable. It's about allowing yourself to show up that way inside. Number five, it's between you and God, spirit, source, however it is you'd like to frame that. It is always between you and God. So this is not a place for comparing. This is not a place for forcing. This is a place for deep conversation inside of yourself and remembering. You know, I'll share something personal with you. As I continue to grow and put not only myself out there in the world, but continue to commit to the message that I feel God is inviting me to share with the world. Sometimes our external results don't always show up immediately. You know, we might be wanting something, we might want to snap our fingers and want that whatever it is to arrive. And if you can remember that the results and the insights and the connection is between you and God, you will find it easier to not just look at the outside world for recognition and not just look at the external results to let you know you're doing a good job. Have that deeper conversation inside and remember what the source of this is. And the final one, this is something I've been saying for quite a few years now, probably 6-7 years, maybe longer. It's not always pretty, but it is always beautiful. It is always beautiful. So remembering the John Keats quote that beauty equals truth and truth equals beauty, sometimes things look messy. Yeah, in life. And so they might not be the perfect, pretty little picture that you were expecting. Remember to find the beauty in it. It's not always pretty, but it is always beautiful, always truthful. All right. So with all of that philosophy being shared, I want to share with you a little bit more about the Live You Fully program and what it's specifically designed to assist you with. You are going to be letting go of what's no longer working in your life really easily and elegantly. You're going to be allowing yourself to feel a sense of courage to make self-honoring decisions. I'm so excited for you to see the sensual circle module. You will be identifying with what pleases you and beginning to honor those decisions with freedom instead of guilt, instead of feeling selfish. You're going to be igniting the confidence and the worthiness to then follow through and make those changes. We're also going to talk about follow through in a little bit. You're going to be gifting yourself permission to enjoy the life that you've created now and in the future. So this stopgap that I see so many women, and I certainly have fallen into this myself, like I can't be happy now. I've got to work a little harder. I've got to be a little better. I've got to do this a little bit more perfect. I'm just not ready yet. I've got to, whatever it is, I'll enjoy later. Now your life is now. Live you fully is happening now. This is why we share a beautiful life starts with a beautiful day. It starts now. And in the future, right? It's not only, you know, this is something that when we get into the New Yorker module, the power and the prosperity towards the end, there is an opportunity to have some foresight for the future. It's where the energy resides in how you create that plan that really does make the difference. And opening to a new level of awareness for abundance, power, and conscious action. I'd like to share with you my personal intention for this program. I feel that intention shifts everything. Being able to frame something inside of a heartfelt intention that has meaning for you, in my experience, really does change the entire equation. So I really would like to consciously infuse this program with intention. It's my personal intention that this program provides you with the opportunity to profoundly shift your life, your consciousness, and your compassion towards yourself and your life. That you live this program with a deeper understanding of your truth, your ability, and your responsibility to live the life that you were born to live. So really infusing this course with the loving energy, the highest level of consciousness, and that you receive exactly what it is that you require. The intention of this program overall is to assist you in furthering the awakening of the truth inside of you. So that might show up in a number of different ways. In fact, it will show up in a number of different ways. You're all unique, gorgeous, beautiful women, and you all came here to experience different things. So as you're going through the program, you're going to have this tremendous amount of support from women around the world available to you, and you're going to be having some different experiences as you go. So remember that this is your awakening inside of you, right? It's about you and your life again, allowing you to confidently receive the life that is in alignment with your highest good, because it doesn't always show up as we were expecting. And so there's an opportunity to receive a higher level of surrender inside of this as well. So what results are possible for you? You know, this is one of the interesting things about doing a program to this extent about living you fully, because it's not just to increase your business by 10%, get 5 more clients, lose 10 pounds. This is not, you know, it's not one focused goal inside of this. I'd like to share with you what women, some of the women who have chosen to live you fully, have experienced. And this is by no means a complete list. It's just here to allow you to resonate with what might be your particular priority at this point in time. Okay? It can obviously shift as you grow, because as you awaken and get more clarity on what it is you want, your ability to discern and decipher that is going to shift. So women have reported an incredible gain in prosperity. You've seen those examples before as well. Even though Live You Fully isn't about a business course, you shifting yourself from a place of scarcity into a place of abundance and opening your sense of receiving can dramatically increase your opportunity to receive prosperity. Women have started new businesses and received their first clients, or already had a successful business and received their next level of prosperity, moved to new countries, recovered from depression. Their marriages have gone from the brink of divorce to amazing partnerships. Women have lost weight and so much more. Women have found the loves of their lives. I mean, it's just really, it's limitless what's available for you. So I do want you to begin to think, what does it mean to live you fully to you? If you just take a moment right now and you just feel that, at this particular life stage for you, what does it mean to live you fully? If you'd like to pause this, and if you have your journal close by, and just to take a couple minutes, right now for you in your life, what does it mean to live you fully? Because the possibilities are endless. The entire course is designed as a path to allow you to see your true self. And I want to let you know that your truth is not static. There are multiple dimensions inside of this, and that's where the femtypes are going to come in and assist you in continually opening, taking that lid off the box, and continuing to explore the adventure that you signed up for. So what is it that you're seeking? What is it you're seeking? As you go through this, I'd like to have a context for you as you continue. This is about assisting you in remembering. A lot of personal growth is done from the place of becoming something else. And I'd like to share with you that you are already that wholeness. You are already that woman. This is a process of remembering. And inside of that, you're going to have the opportunity to awaken within you that which you know or maybe are unaware of at this point that will allow you to move into experiencing the life that is uniquely yours to experience. To me, that's fascinating. And I invite you to find safety inside of that as well and a feeling of relief. There is a life that you were uniquely destined and opened. And when I say destined, I don't want to come from the space that you don't have choice, because that is not true. You have choice. There is a life that's uniquely yours. There is a life that really is just for you. And I invite you to get excited about that, because it starts to tease apart any kind of competition or comparison with someone else. This is about you choosing to give your life meaning. This is not a passive process about sitting around and waiting for God to deem you worthy. You have been deemed worthy, or you wouldn't be here. This is not about passively sitting around waiting for your purpose to show up in a gold envelope in the mailbox. This is about you choosing to give your life meaning. Live You Fully is about showing you how to customize your life and how your life can be if you allow it to come into sync with your femtypes. Let's talk a little bit about the femtypes, just to give, again, an overall opportunity for you, because you will be customizing and creating your life through the internal technology of the femtypes, the support structure that I allowed to heal me and that came through me from a very, very divine place. After losing my son and allowing me to consistently, because again, I'm saying this time and time again, but life isn't static. So it's about constantly making choices towards your beautiful life. At the present moment, that includes living in Paris. I have two beautiful boys, a husband of 15 years, a fashion line, and a business that allows me to travel the world and enhance the consciousness of this planet, which really is my most powerful calling. In the future, potentially another baby, sailing around the world, a book, the Elegant Femme Hotel. I mean, I'm not done yet either. So I invite you to get excited about whatever it is you are and wherever it is you are, that there is more waiting for you, and your femtypes will really assist you in that clarification and enjoyment. Allow yourself to spend some time with the philosophy. Feel it, make some notes, and then meet me back here as we begin the Live You Fully Foundation, and step into momentum with your femtypes.